Mildred said. Well, now you've done it. Out front of the house, look who's here. I don't care. There's a Phoenix car just drove up, and a man in a black shirt with an orange snake stitched on his arm coming up the front walk. Captain Beatty, he said. Captain Beatty! Montag did not move, but stood looking into the cold whiteness of the wall immediately before him. Go let him in, will you? Tell him I'm sick. Tell him yourself! She ran a few steps this way, a few steps that, and stopped, eyes wide, when the front door speaker called her name softly, softly. Mrs. Montag, Mrs. Montag, someone here, Mrs. Montag, Mrs. Montag, someone's here, fading. Montag made sure the book was well hidden behind the pillow, climbed slowly back into bed, arranged the covers over his knees and across his chest, half sitting, and after a while Mildred moved and went out of the room and Captain Beatty strolled in, his hands in his pockets.
Shut the relatives up, said Beatty, looking around at everything except Montag and his wife.
This time, Mildred ran. The yammering voices stopped yelling in the parlor. Captain Beatty sat down in the most comfortable chair with a peaceful look on his ruddy face. He took time to prepare and light his brass pipe and puff out a great smoke cloud.
Just thought I'd come by and see how the sick man is.
How'd you guess? Beatty smiled his smile, which showed the candy pinkness of his gums and the tiny candy whiteness of his teeth.
I've seen it all. You were going to call for a night off.
Montag sat in bed.
Well, said Beatty, take the night off.
He examined his eternal matchbox, the lid of which said, guaranteed 1,000,000 lights in this igniter, and began to strike the chemical match abstractedly. Blow out, strike, speak a few words, blow out. He looked at the flame, he blew, he looked at the smoke.
When will you be well?
Tomorrow, the next day, maybe, first of the week. Beatty puffed his pipe.
Every fireman sooner or later hits this. They only need understanding to know how the wheels run, need to know the history of our profession. They don't feed it to rookies like they used to. A damn shame.
Puff.
Only fire chiefs remember it now.
Puff.
I'll let you in on it.
Mildred fidgeted. Beatty took a full minute to settle himself in and think back for what he wanted to say.
When did it all start, you ask, this job of ours? How did it come about? Where? When? Well, I'd say it really got started around about a thing called the Civil War. Even though our rule book claims it was founded earlier. Fact is, we didn't get along well until photography came into its own. Then motion pictures in the early 20th century, and radio, television, things began to have mass.
Montag sat in bed, not moving.
And because they had mass, they became simpler, said Beatty. Once books appealed to a few people here, there, everywhere, they could afford to be different. The world was roomy. But then the world got full of eyes and elbows and mouths, double, triple, quadruple population, films and radios, magazines, books leveled down to a sort of paste-pudding norm. Do you follow me?
I think so. Beatty peered at the smoke pattern he had put out on the air.
Picture it. 19th-century man with his horses, dogs, carts, slow motion. Then in the 20th century, speed up your camera. Books cut shorter, condensations, digests, tabloids. Everything boils down to the gag, the snap ending.
Snap ending, Mildred nodded.
Classics cut to fit 15-minute radio shows, then cut again to fill a 2-minute book column, winding up at last as a 10 or 12-line dictionary resume. I exaggerate, of course. The dictionaries were for reference, but many were those whose sole knowledge of Hamlet, you know the title certainly, Montag, is probably only a faint rumor of a title to you, Mrs. Montag, whose sole knowledge, as I say, of Hamlet was a one-page digest in a book that claimed, now at last you can read all the classics, keep up with your neighbors. You see? Out of the nursery, into the college, and back to the nursery. There's your intellectual pattern for the past 5 centuries or more. Mildred arose and began to move around the room, picking things up and putting them down. Beatty ignored her and continued.
Speed up the film, Montag, quick. Click, pick, look, eye, now, flick, here, there, swift, pace, up, down, in, out, why, how, who, what, where, eh? Bang, smack, wallop, bing, bong, boom. Digest, digests. Digest, digest, digests. Politics? One column, two sentences, a headline. Then, in midair, all vanishes. Whirl man's mind around about so fast under the pumping hands of publishers, exploiters, broadcasters, that the centrifuge flings off all unnecessary time-wasting thought.